Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Siri, you are shouting. Bro.
Ba-da-da-ba-da. Hello, the show. Welcome to another
Lechica.
Yeah, where we read your Lecha fan mail, answer your gut as a question. And well, we do been there, done that sometimes. But today we're just going to kind of skim through our Facebook, our Hala Hala Show Lecha fam Facebook. Look at the post there. We also have a Delibre, which we're going to, well, we announced a Delibre. We haven't picked the winner yet, but we just want to give you a chance to check that out as well in case you haven't submitted.
Yes, we are giving away GC so that you can buy Halo Halo.
Halo Halo from Chongqing. Anyway, if it's your first time listening to the podcast, do check out our regular mixes. So Mix 21 is out already. But if you want to stick around for this, we'll dive right into it. No Lecha fan mail today, Rika G, but we have some questions, some gut as a question. This one off of Instagram, actually, asking you, actually, I think specifically you, Rika, but
okay.
From, I'm just going to, I don't know if they want to be anonymous or not, so I'm just going to read it. In the last podcast, you said that if your partner got mad and raised their voice, that it would get them minus bogey points. So on the other hand, I want to know, what are the obscure ways that a guy can score bogey points? The non-obvious ways, the non-obvious ones that happen randomly in daily life. So siguro hindi na yung mga typical, I don't know, opens the door for you stuff. Is there anything obscure?
That's not that even part of my list, dude.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't really thought about it that way. Probably it would be to have your own interest and to actually include me in that interest. You get me?
Yeah.
Because I know that some people like would say when they like games, you know, they don't like people fucking up their game or whatever, or they don't like people fucking up their motorcycle or something. But if you do try to include me and make me a part of that whole, you know, that whole
world,
what do you call that, world slash hobby, because I for me, that would be medyo plus bogey points, because honestly, I do have my what do you call this, like, I'm self-aware of, you know, the stuff that I should do and shouldn't do when it comes to this stuff you're passionate about. But that's the thing, maybe that's also why I'm really not, you know, into getting into a relationship right now, because when I'm in a relationship, I'm like all in, dude. Like, I think about all of the angles and shit, and I'm just really fucking tired of that. I want to focus on myself.
Yeah.
So, but that's one of the things. That's really one of the things that for me, I feel like would make our relationship slash bond stronger. And not just that, also being adventurous, you know, with anything.
What if you have no interest at all in their interest? What I mean, I'm just curious how you handle stuff like that.
I think it's really up to them, because I'm not going to, you know, hurt their feelings by saying, I don't like what you're doing, or I think what you're doing is boring. I just wouldn't be as into it as I should be, or they're into it. So, you know, I would just lay low, but I won't hurt. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings by saying, oh, you know, I hate insect collecting. Honestly, I think that's dope.
Dude, did you know I was on TikTok last night watching, and have you seen that lady who who like helps bees?
The bees.
That shit is crazy.
Dude, she has a queen bee in her pocket.
Yeah, man.
What the
I saw
fuck,
that.
Man. And
it, I don't understand how she doesn't get stung. Mm-hmm. Does she have like a scent or something on? Because she's over there using her bare hands to move bees. Like, she literally grabs a handful of fucking bees and puts them somewhere. How?
I think it's because of her, probably her body language. Like,
well, no, you think so?
I don't know. I'm just making up theories here. I'm trying to make sense out of it. Maybe so because, crazy. You know, she has, or is it because she's, you know, she brought that like box of bees, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's no, like the whole box, the one with a honey.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. I think I saw the one that was where there were bees in like an umbrella.
Yeah, that's the one. But she brought out like a box of like those panels with bees in it.
Ah, that.
So maybe because, you know, the bees are like more focused on the honey instead of the person, and she's not really there to hurt them. Because you know what they say? Like, I don't know. I've heard of this before, that whenever you see like an insect or like a bee, don't swat it away, because it'll try to, or you're trying to attract it, or it'll try to attack you. Just let it be, and eventually it'll just leave. I don't know how true that is. Let it be.
Let it be.
Apaka. Apaka mo. By the way, thank you, JC, my friend.
Why?
For not judging me for sending all of those voice notes last night that I do not remember. It could have been incriminating, but it was not.
You know, because you're not the first person ever in my life to send me voice messages as messages, but
it's fun. It's not
common, right? Most people just type, but Rika sometimes likes to send voice messages to me.
That will never get out. Never.
True.
Oh, you have power over me. No.
Anyway, Moo.
Moo.
This one from, NTS, I think I'm saying that.
Wait. Yeah. Let's just go back a little bit.
Yeah.
How about you?
What?
What's like this what's a non-sexual thing that a girl does that you find attractive / ganda point? I mean, outside of, you know, the thirst traps.
Whatever. I really like, I agree with you in the sense that, you know, taking the maybe initiative to try to get to like what you like. If they don't like it eventually, then it's all good. But that effort, just the little effort to show, like, let's say you're watching an anime show and they're not really into anime. And then they're like, and then you say, oh, you should watch this anime. And they're like, okay. And then they actually watch it. Like, just the fact that they gave it a chance. Because some people will say, oh, yeah, sure. And then never touch it. But if you even try it, even if you don't like it, the fact that you tried it, I think it's nice. It's nice enough. I think
y'all find that sexy?
Underrated, right? It's like the collarbone of actions.
See, this is why all of you have theories that me and JC are together. No, it cannot be. You know why? He suggests something and I try it out maybe like 2 or 3 years after. And that's also rare.
I never touch it. I know. Anyway, Moo, next question is, have you made any recent financial mistakes during the pandemic? That's a good one. I have one. Not really a mistake, but actually Broadfits. Remember Broadfits? We talked about this before.
Yes.
So there's a stock in the U.S. That kind of went crazy last year. I forget it was early this year or late last year. AMC and GameStop. I don't know if you heard about that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were telling me about it. Yeah.
Anyway, so I lost money on GameStop. But that's on AMC. I bought $1,000 worth of AMC stock.
Damn, right? Dude.
So it was like 74 shares at the time. It was like $12 or something.
Okay.
Anyway, so it lost money. It was at like $6. So from 12, it went to like 6, 7. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to wait. I'll wait. And then last Monday or something, it went to 17. And it was down for so long. And, you know, it was a $5 increase. So 5 times the number of shares I had, 74. So what is that? Do the math on that. Whatever that is. I was like, oh, I'm up sizably from what I was before. So I was like, you know what? I've held it for whatever. And it's not a long-term thing that I was planning on doing. So I sold it. Putang ina, Rika G, do you know what it's at right now? I sold it at 17.
Okay.
You know, it's at $38.
Dude. Wait.
So imagine,
did you lose money?
No, I didn't.
Right?
But it's just
but you could
hindsight,
have gotten more.
Hindsight, so I sold it at 17.
Okay.
74 shares, right? But it's 38 now. So what is that? $21 more. So 21 times 72. That's how much money I technically lost out on by selling early. So an extra, what is that? 70. I don't even know what that is. Like,
yeah,
$1,400, I mean, like 70,000 pesos because I didn't wait a week.
Damn.
So that, I guess it's not a financial mistake because I still made money in the end, but it's just hindsight is 2020. It's just, it kicked
me. So the money that you lost.
Told me, Brad Fitz.
But the money that you lost in GameStop, that's the one that you lost money in, right?
I lost about $100 in GameStop. Okay. But I made it, I mean, all the money that I put in during that crazy time, like I put in, I think, $1,200. Okay. I ended up taking home around $1,500. So I made around $300. Okay. So it's still.
So you didn't actually lose anything.
I didn't lose any money at all. Okay, great. But I could have had more.
You could have had more.
That's it. That's the only thing. It's not really a mistake.
You know what
really
that is?
That's that greed,
is,
bro.
That is the mortal sin of greed, my friend.
I just keep thinking of all the shit I could have bought, man. 70K. Dude. I want to buy a new I want to buy a new vlog camera, the Sony ZV-1. That shit is so pretty, man.
Dude, I actually know someone. No, Kara. Kara's selling her G7X in case you want. Anyway.
Maybe.
So I just put it out there. You guys know now. Anyway, yeah, cool.
How about you? Any financial blunders this financial pandemic?
Financial blunders. Well,
have you spent, like, have you bought something like that you regret buying or?
No, not really.
Not really?
Okay. You know, everything I buy really is, deliberate. Uh-huh. And maybe not during this pandemic, but before when I bought a lot of furniture for my place, I really regret that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I miscalculated buying a lot of like really nice pieces from Mandawi Foam and SM Department Store. It was really nice in the store, but I didn't really discount the space that I had here. Mm-hmm. So, but that was all before the pandemic. And thankfully, somebody actually agreed to buy all those shit that I bought that's too big for my apartment. So at least now...
So you made great financial decisions this pandemic.
A little. I wasted one table. That was the table that actually, I don't really feel too much, too bad about it.
Uh-huh.
Because it was on sale.
Okay.
And I got it for a lower price than the sale because it was nicked in one of the legs. Mm. And they said that if it was nicked, they have to give me a discount.
Discount. Okay.
Yeah. So, nice. But still, it's still a waste because it's sitting in our house. Nobody's using it.
All right. Moo, last question. Actually, this is from the Facebook page. So, from Jed asking, any Umbrella Academy fans here? And then posted a picture of Elliot Page. Do you see that picture?
Elliot is that?
Page, Elliot Page dropped his first topless photo and he is fucking ripped.
I know.
Man, but are you a fan of Umbrella? R.I.P. that. R.I.P. that.
I'm getting ripped tonight. R.I.P.
that. I don't know how that trend started.
I don't know, dude.
Are you an Umbrella Academy fan?
I did watch maybe half of the first season.
I tried to watch it too. I did not like it.
I was a little lost at some point.
Dude, same. Episode 3, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Because honestly, it reminded me too much of The Misfits. Do you know The Misfits?
I love The Misfits.
I love The Misfits, dude. The accents.
See, Robert Sheehan or whatever. See, Nathan in that show is like the funniest, like literally one of the funniest characters I've ever seen on TV.
Which kind of reminded me of the character in Umbrella Academy.
Yeah,
because
it's the same actor.
Bobo.
The one in Umbrella Academy, he's more of like is he drunk or whatever? Like he's like
substance.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like he's like on drugs. Whereas in Misfits, he's just like
an asshole.
He's an asshole, like sociopath guy.
Oh yeah.
Misfits is great. I stopped watching I stopped watching after he left, but I hear it's still really good. The new character.
It's still going on?
No. I mean, he left.
After that, right.
And then there was a new character added. I think his name is Rudy, but I never watched those seasons. But apparently it's still really good. But
actually, I was watching Skins first. So Skins, Skins I was super obsessed with the UK version. Because apparently there's a US version. So I was obsessed with Okay, this is the genre of TV shows that I liked when I was in college. It was more of like, I want to waste my life by partying and taking drugs and whatever. That's not what I intended to do, but that was a genre that I like. So I watched Skins, Misfits, and then the one with the family, the dysfunctional family with Ellen.
What
was that?
You're talking about Shameless?
Shameless.
But you watched the British one, not the US?
The American one.
I watched the American one as well.
Yeah, the one with, yeah, that actress. The
Emmy Rossum.
Yes, Emmy Rossum. Yeah. So anyway, that was the genre of my TV shows when I was in college. But I was obsessed with...
fucked up, right?
I know. They're all fucked up, actually. I don't know why I liked it. Maybe that was like my entryway to the true crime genre.
Shameless was really a fucked up show.
I know. So Skins, I was obsessed. And then somebody introduced me to Misfits. But I wasn't as obsessed with Misfits compared to Skins. Because Skins, like before, I could actually like pinpoint the episode if you say a line. You won't get on. I was really obsessed. But
I love Nicholas Holt in that show. He's
I know. The story of Nicholas Holt. Oh
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. I like Effie.
The
nerd friend. What's his name?
Sid.
Sid.
No, I like the story arc of the girlfriend of Sid.
One
who has an eating disorder.
Right, right. The guy from Slumdog Millionaire is in that show as well. The Indian
Dev Patel.
Dev Patel.
Dev Patel.
Good show, man. Good show. Check it out. Mm-hmm. Shows. All right. More posts on Facebook. The Halal Show Leche Fam, by the way. From Bev, who posted a video of a gender reveal. Did you see that, Rika G?
Mm-hmm.
The
one with the fart?
The fart.
The fart, dude.
So the mom-to-be put a powder in her butt and farted out the color of the gender reveal or whatever.
How did she even...
How do you make blue powder?
No, I think you can buy it, diba?
Meron blue powder nga, no?
But how do you keep it in there? How do you, I mean, like, she had to hold in the fart then.
Yeah.
Because I could only hold, how long can you hold in a fart? Like,
I can usually make it come out. Like, if I eat something gassy, I could kind of control it. Like, I feel like I can make myself fart.
But then again, if you, like, put something in there, I feel like it would... induce the fart. Diba? If you kind of touch that area, of course you can't hold it anymore. We're trying to figure out the logistics in here it's a skill. I remember when I was a kid, when we were kids, me and my brother would always prank me. He would always ask me to pick a finger, and whenever I would pull the finger, he would let out a fart.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck this. And sometimes we were in the car.
Right.
So, you know, it can get trapped and shit. Anyway.
One more post before we move on to the Delibre portion. Mm-hmm. So someone posted, you know, we talked about it last mix about the BTS pop-up, but somebody, who was it who posted this? See, Mark posted, the comment is, ready your wallets. Hi, mga
I know, they're pretty expensive. And they did say
the BTS pop-up.
Yeah, parang in some batches, it'll be different, the merch inside. So better be early if you want to get, I don't know,
Their denim jacket.
Yes.
I'm trying to look. Their flannel shirt.
I'm definitely going to get a sweater.
Yeah, I kind of want a hoodie.
Yeah, so I want to get a sweater or a hoodie, and then I'm going to get a pen, a BT21 pens.
Okay.
And then I'm definitely getting stickers, definitely. And
their bomber jacket is 9,000 pesos.
Dude, no.
See, you know, if I waited 1 week to sell my AMC Rika G, I would buy you a jacket, bro.
No, but freaking way.
But here's the thing, I did it.
I kind of want the rug, too.
Yeah, the rug is like 2,000. I saw it.
Yeah, I'm definitely buying the rug.
Oh my God, we could do the slides.
What? Where?
The purple fake love slide.
Where?
It's a Facebook group. Check my photos.
No.
It's 1,600. And if they have my size, I'm going to cop those.
Oh my gosh, they have a Jenga piece thing.
Dude, okay. If I have to book. Kailan ngayong booking? Anong website yun?
Morning Call.
Morning Call.
Morning Cal.
shit, did I miss the, because I know there's registration days, right? Like days.
Yeah,
that
you
I,
just have to reserve and then you just show up there. So I reserved one for tomorrow.
In a sold out na
you every lahat?
Yeah.
I can get you because I'm going there tomorrow. Talaga I can get ba? You. Yeah.
Hey, baka mali size. Eh. Shit, it's sold out for real?
Yeah.
Hanggang ano? Hanggang, well, this is actually all of, I think this is just for the week of June.
Yes. So they're going to open up again.
Yes. Okay.
Because I think.
Sige, sige. Next week na lang, if ever. Okay, I'll try sige. To register next week.
But I'm going to register again if
I bet, can. Bet. Yeah, so yeah, just I'm gonna try to get, those slides are sick, man. That's
I
slides
want the rug. I oh, cannot man. Freaking wait. I'm definitely getting the Tiny 10 ones.
Yeah. All
and
right.
What else?
Ganda,
yeah.
Ganda.
Anyway.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to the Delibre. We haven't done Delibre in a while. Sorry about that. But we are restarting it, you know, sporadically. So we are giving away, actually, Rika, it's more Rika who had this.
No, but we are. Yeah, that's yeah. True. Yeah.
Because we did hit 500 Leche fans in the Leche Fam, Hala Hala Leche Fam group. So
and speaking of followers, we actually hit 7,000 followers on Spotify.
That's right. Dude, congrats.
Dude,
yeah.
Tell your friends to follow us and let Spotify know that we are the shit,
yeah,
man.
Grab your friend's phone, even if they don't yeah. listen to the podcast, just hit follow. They never follow. Have, they don't even have to listen to us. Just hit the follow button.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, anyway, so we asked you guys to take a screenshot of your favorite episode and what we were talking about in that episode. So 12 people commented, but we're just going to mention maybe a some couple. Yeah, some of it, but yeah. Carrion. But Daniel Carrion says mix 2.14 Rika G, Blades of Glory.
You go, girl.
You go, girl. That get that bread, get that head, then leave.
Christine said mix 38 where I talked about that bag of rice analogy. I remember yes. that I was going through. Okay, I think at the time I didn't say it verbally, but I was going through a breakup at that time, or like a, I forget, it wasn't breakup, but it was a bad it was thing in the yeah. relationship, so it was a hard time. So mix 38, which actually people posted about that on the group before too. So yeah, I'm glad that analogy true. Stuck. Wahid says. Mix 40 season 1 playback if you want to feel happy. I don't remember what mix 40 is because they didn't give the title. I
know.
Have to look it up.
Oh,
but
wait,
anyway.
Wait. Oh, okay.
But
then another one, Edmund says, Tres Leches with Finn with Nobody.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I discovered the pod through this episode. I was a follower of Nobody. Then I saw this episode through their IG, got hooked into your podcast ever since. Honorable mention is episode 69. I got excited week by week as we got closer to that episode. I also love how you talked about sex in a casual but informative way in this episode.
Cool, cool. Yes. Oh, by the way, speaking of Tres Leches, next Wednesday, we have another Tres Leches with the ladies of Camp Confidence Radio, C. Ayin Berg. Knows and see Riza Lana, and it was a really
yeah it was very
interview.
It was engaging, exciting, and funny.
Yeah, mix 40 by the way was we talked about space rocks, taboos around sex talk, and then Old Town Road ni Lil Nas X, and also I think that's when we got Money Max as our sponsor.
Oh yeah,
so that was the Blow Baguettes. Yeah, I don't know if that was the Blow Baguettes episode.
Shout out to Money Max.
Shout out Money Max. And
last one. From Bev. So far, I haven't listened to every episode since I'm pretty new. Nakakatuwa lang maalala mga nangyari in the past decade. So took a screenshot of Halo Halo New Year Decade Edition because you know we ended 2020.
Oh yeah, we talked about all the shit that happened in the
yeah
last
that was really nice. Yeah. That was really nice. But yeah, we're gonna choose a winner to
we'll leave it open actually still. I guess yeah. So you have until next week. And it's also incentive for people who aren't part of the Facebook Halal Show Leche Fam group yet to join in there and you know share your favorite episode with the screenshot of the you don't have to screenshot really, but just maybe it'll be easier for you too.
Also like we said, please follow us on Spotify if you can.
And what else? Where else can they find us?
The Halala Show everywhere on social media. TheHalalaShow@gmail.com. And that's pretty much it. A little short that I checked out today. But also a special shout out once again to Kumu, Rika G. Kumu. Yep. For sponsoring this. And also, don't forget to download their app. You can check out the link in the podcast mix description below. But basically, in case you don't know already, who doesn't know, Rika G, what Kumu is?
You all know what Kumu is. Well, Kumu is, of course, a Pinoy live streaming app. And you guys can, you know, showcase all of your talent over there. If you
connect with other streamers too.
Yes. Connect with other streamers. You can just talk to somebody. You can even join game shows. Yeah,
make some sideline money there.
Dude.
Stream lang. So shout out to Kumu. Anything else you want to say, Rika G?
That's it. Follow us everywhere and email us.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week for Mix 22. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Rika G, extra song. Halala Show.
Bye.
Also, buy merch.
Buy merch.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.